From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. BP is moving ahead carefully as it prepares to shut valves on its Wild Well on the seafloor. The test could end up stopping the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. We get more from NPR's Richard Harris.
A new 150,000-pound cap sits on top of the blowout preventer on the Wild Well. This cap contains valves that can be closed to stop the flow of oil. That carries a risk, though, because nobody's sure if the well can handle the increased pressure that would result. So BP and federal scientists will monitor the situation closely as the last of the valves is gradually shut. If the well is strong enough, the oil will stay inside it and the valves can remain closed. But if some of the oil seems to be leaking out into the rock and mud deep under the sea, BP will open the valves again and the oil will head back into the water. Three ships are standing by to capture the spewing oil, though it could take a couple of days for them to draw up that oil at their full capacities. Richard Harris, NPR News.
With Congress now apparently on the verge of passing the most sweeping financial overhaul bill since the Great Depression, President Obama today urged lawmakers to move quickly on the measure. Amid word that three moderate Republicans and one conservative Democrat will support the bill, it would seem to have the 60 votes needed for passage. Democrat Ben Nelson says he will join Republicans Scott Brown, Susan Collins, and Olympia Snowe in backing the measure. The 2,300-page overhaul bill would impose new regulations on the financial industry, increasing consumer protections, and giving regulators the ability to seize and dismantle large troubled firms. U.S. Appeals Court in Washington has struck down federal rules against fleeting expletives on broadcast TV, calling them unconstitutionally vague. NPR's David
Wilkins. The case was triggered by earlier rulings from the Federal Communications Commission that the Fox network had violated indecency rules when the singer Cher and reality show star Nicole Richie swore on live TV during award ceremonies. Other networks supported Fox. The three-judge panel ruled unanimously that the FCC has applied its judgment inconsistently. It pointed to the finding that a showing of the critically acclaimed and fictional World War II movie Saving Private Ryan, which included plenty of obscenities, was perfectly allowable, but an equally admired public television documentary about jazz was not because of the obscenities it included. The court found a chilling effect on both news and cultural programming. The incidents occurred under President George W. Bush. The makeup of the commission has shifted appreciably under President Obama. David Folkenflik, NPR News, New York.
The nation's trade shortfall, the difference between what American firms send overseas and foreign firms ship to the U.S. shores, widened unexpectedly in May. Commerce Department reports the trade gap rose to $42.3 billion, the highest level in 18 months. Strong earnings news from some major corporations sent stocks soaring today. The Dow was up 146 points to close at 10,363. The Nasdaq Composite was up 43 points today. You're listening to NPR. Federal prosecutors have rested their case in the corruption trial of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. That follows more than 5 weeks of testimony from the ousted governor's closest associates, as well as secretly recorded phone conversations. Blagojevich's lawyers say they don't plan to start presenting their case until sometime next week. The 53-year-old Blagojevich has pleaded not guilty to charges he sought to sell President Obama's vacant Senate seat to the highest bidder. Federal Reserve releases the minutes of its latest policy meeting today. As Daniel Carson reports, analysts say the details are important because they help gauge just how worried the Fed is about the overall health of the economy.
The minutes are expected to show less confidence in the staying power of the recovery. The housing market is still on life support, and factories are running below full throttle. Last year, the Fed bought up $1 trillion worth of securities to help stabilize financial markets. Most of those programs ended. But the economy is growing at a snail's pace. So Zach Pandel, an economist with Nomura Securities, expects the minutes to show the Fed is considering stepping in again to pump up the recovery.
The Federal Reserve must be looking at its forecast with a lot of anxiety today. The unemployment rate is simply too high. Inflation is too low for too long. So further easing certainly will be on the table.
The minutes are also expected to show that while the Fed is keeping an eye on Europe's debt problems, it isn't worried, for now, that they'll spill over to the U.S. economy. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
President Obama has nominated Deputy Secretary of State Jacob Lew to serve as the next director of the Office of Management and Budget. Lew, who served as budget director for almost 3 years toward the end of the Clinton administration, would assume the cabinet-level job at a time the administration is grappling with a $1 trillion deficit. He'll replace outgoing director Peter Orszag. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.